Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On this episode of The Check-In, we're joined by Andy Weiss, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for TechPlace, located in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. We're excited to talk to Andy today about how their company is growing, the work that they're doing, and how they're using The Receptionist to monitor their visitors and check out their analytics. If you haven't heard of TechPlace, they're a one-stop destination for new and growing technology companies. TechPlace exists to help technology, talent, and ideas come together under one roof to create and promote opportunities for economic growth. Led by the Burlington Economic Development Corporation, a not-for-profit organization focused on growing Burlington's economic base to sustain their competitive and prosperous community, BEDC is the first point of contact for companies looking to expand, start up, or relocate in Burlington. Stick around and check out everything that Andy and their company is doing. Well, today we are so excited to be joined by Andy from TechPlace. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So before we get into how you're using The Receptionist, tell us a little bit about yourself, your role at TechPlace, and a bit about the company.
So I am the Marketing and Communications Coordinator here at TechPlace. I have been with TechPlace since we opened. So I started in May of 2017 and we opened in June of 2017. TechPlace is an innovation space 100% led and supported by the Burlington Economic Development Corporation, or BEDC. So BEDC is an arm's length organization of the municipality of the city of Burlington, which is just outside of Toronto. So we are basically a one-stop destination for new and growing technology companies.
Wow, that's so interesting. And how many companies are utilizing your space right now?
So we actually have a very interesting model. So we have kind of two different streams that people utilize our space. One of them is through an endorsement. So people come in to use our hot desks, our meeting rooms, really some of those co-working type amenities that you would expect. So we have about 200 people who are eligible to use our facilities on a weekly basis. We have anywhere from 100 to 250 people. And then we have a launch pad program. So it's similar to kind of like an accelerator, an incubator. So we have six private offices, which are all full. So we have a rolling application process for that. So we have quite a few people in here on a day-to-day basis.
Wow. Now tell us a little bit more about the funding for your space, because I think that's so unique.
Yeah, so because we are 100% funded by Burlington Economic Development Corporation, they actually put aside a substantial amount of their budget to fund TechPlace. Really, they did an innovation entrepreneurship strategy back in 2016, where they found that 40% of new jobs in Canada come from companies less than 5 years old. So obviously, they wanted to find the kind of best practices in supporting this ecosystem that was kind of bustling in our area, which no one really knew about. And through stakeholder engagement, they realized that they really needed to kind of bring it up to the surface and give people a space to get what they need done. So that's how we ended up opening TechPlace, and that's how it's primarily free. So all those endorsed individuals can utilize our space 100% free of charge, as long as they're working on an innovative or technology-focused company. And then our launch pads are offered on a subsidized rate. So obviously that kind of filters into some profit, as well as we have a number of corporate partners who are wonderful. However, because we opened a year ago, we're still kind of working at some kinks, and we are primarily funded by BEDC. The woman who did the innovation and entrepreneurship strategy, she actually went down to Colorado, which is where The Receptionist is based, to kind of look at best-in-class ecosystem practices, because our model is so unique for Canada. There's similar type things going on in the United States right now, but for Canada, we're definitely super unique. There's a lot of provincially funded spaces. So one of them is actually headquartered at TechPlace, so Haltech, which is our regional innovation center, as we call them here. So they provide a bunch of scale-up services. They have a mentorship network, a bunch of entrepreneurs in residence, kind of some of those more common services for startups and scale-up. So they're actually co-located with us and provide those services to everyone who uses our facilities.
That's great. So now, as a new company, how are you measuring your success?
Yeah, so a big part of our success, because we are not super profit profit generating right. at the moment. We measure our success primarily on visitors. So we are crazy about tracking our visitors, and that's where the receptionist comes in. So basically, when we go to our board and report on our success, we have to be able to give them not only the number of people who utilize the space, but more kind of key details about them. So where they're located. Are we having people from Burlington utilizing our space? Are we having people from Toronto coming in to use our space? Where are people coming from? And then also what they identify as. Because we aren't a co-working space, there are other fantastic resources in Burlington for that. We really want to make sure we're getting those entrepreneurs, those startups, those investors, and those kind of key ecosystem players in our space to build a really good energy here.
Yeah, that's amazing. So obviously, tracking becomes very important to your company. Mm-hmm. And how are you using those stats? So once you have them, you're obviously reporting back to the board. Are there other ways that those stats become important for your company?
Yeah. So a big part of it is also how people utilize the space. So are people here for events? Are people here for meetings? People here to the hot desk? People looking for information? So the receptionist allows us to really make this kind of customized user flow so we can tell exactly how many people come in for a hot desk or to use a meeting room. And that way we can kind of customize our service offerings and whatnot to make it easier. So one of the things we found is that people were utilizing our meeting rooms like crazy. You could barely get a meeting room. So we had to put some restrictions in on our meeting rooms, like doing time caps and stuff. That way they're accessible to everyone. And without having these metrics, we wouldn't have really had those kind of insights.
Right. Absolutely. That makes sense because, yeah, if you just knew, well, people are coming in, but you don't know what they're actually doing or utilizing when you're there, that's not the whole picture. So that really allows you to adjust how people can utilize a space so it's best for everybody. Because I can see otherwise, you know, people are angry because they're trying to get into the meeting room and someone else is just kind of, you know, doing their thing in there. So that's great that those stats have really been able to help you. So before you discovered the receptionist, what were you doing? What was kind of that alternate solution?
Yeah. So we joke that when we opened like a startup. So even though we are a part of BDC Tech Place, really kind of opened its doors and then went, okay, what do we need now? So we had a wonderful summer intern who was like a wizard with Excel, and he made this incredible Excel doc that was able to track visitors. And it was good for the first 4 months. It was a good band-aid solution, I would say, but we got so busy so fast. We had over 5,000 visitors in our first year of operations. That it became exhausting. We were tracking people in a spreadsheet and then kind of one-off visitors who came in for meetings or whatnot, who wouldn't use the space on a daily basis. They were just popping in to meet with someone. We used an online survey tool, which is very not user-friendly and really not made for check-in or user management. So that was a huge challenge. So we really weren't using a tech-forward approach to it. And I think we had a lot of key learnings from our first year, and that really helped us find the receptionist.
That's great. Well, and part of what, you know, almost makes me laugh is like, as somewhere called Tech Place, you would think, yeah, you need to be using something tech forward for all of your needs. So when you were using this Excel spreadsheet, was someone having to literally sit at your front desk and manually enter details about the people that came in?
Yeah, so we were a team of two. So you can imagine the stress we were under, not only in the first year from getting this place open, but also someone always having to track people. It became really difficult. It wasn't completely accurate. I was the one who did it the majority of the time. And as much as I want to say it was perfect, it couldn't have possibly been perfect. So that was a huge challenge and a huge kind of missed opportunity in terms of like the best use of our time. But we needed to have those analytics.
Absolutely. Well, it goes back to, you know, your title, marketing and communications coordinator, and you're sitting there filling out an Excel spreadsheet on people.
I know. It was a lot of work. And the thing that was so challenging about it is our intern, he did like a wonderful job. Like if I don't know what I would have done if he hadn't come in and like made that spreadsheet for us. But it was so difficult to train other people to use it.
Right.
It was really the two of us who were really good at using it and basically no one else. We couldn't even like delegate that task to one of our co-location partners or kind of someone else on our team. So that became really difficult. It was a hard first year.
Yeah, which I think happens in these startups and these new endeavors is that you look for a solution and you find something that works, but it may not be the best solution. And then you realize, okay, mm-hmm. this is not sustainable. We can't do this. So obviously you realized you needed an alternate solution. So how did you come mm-hmm. to find the receptionist to fill this need?
So I had basically created a wish list of things that I wanted. I went through and did about 2 months of looking up alternative solutions. So I have one of the largest spreadsheets when it comes to visitor management of like, I had everything because I knew at that point after being open a year, I knew exactly what I needed, what I didn't need. I knew how I wanted it to look, how I wanted it to like engage with me on the back end. I knew exactly what I wanted. It was just about finding it. Mm-hmm. So funny enough, a company in our, one of a kind of a startup that's now kind of more in the scale of growth phase in Burlington, I went to go visit their office and they were using the receptionist. I was like, this is super cool. I want to check this out. And so then I added it to my kind of giant to-do list of things to look into. And when I found it, it was like, I just knew it was like perfect. The one thing that really, really sold me on the receptionist was how customizable it was. I kept finding with other visitor managements, there was always a limitation.
Right.
Like there was always something about it that limited me. So I couldn't get exactly what I needed out of it because we have those kind of custom questions of where you're located, what you identify as. We also needed the system to be smart and to remember visitors. That way, if you're coming in every single day to work on your business, and you don't have to go through the five steps, like five or six questions every single visit.
Right.
So the receptionist really just checked all the boxes for me. I did the 14-day free trial. And within like 2 days, I was like, this is what we're doing. Had a full rollout plan. And like we had rolled it out in, I think, less than a couple weeks because it was just that easy to use. And it was that easy for everyone to adopt.
That's great. And it's, you know, when you think of the rollout plan, it's for you internally as a company, but it's also for the people that you're serving and need to then mm-hmm. be using the actual check-in system.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a big part of it is I knew that if we had a system where that it wasn't smart, so it didn't remember people every subsequent visit they came in for, people just wouldn't use it. And that's difficult because then we're missing that visit. So then that visit doesn't count in a way for our kind of tracking.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that you are using the receptionist, how are you finding that your tracking is going? Is it better? Obviously, it's easier. Are you getting other stats that are helpful for you? Like, how has tracking evolved for you?
It's honestly a dream. It makes our monthly analytics like super easy. Before, we had to pull from like the Excel doc, the online survey system, like we had to pull from like three different sources every month.
Ugh.
It was a nightmare. It took me like half a day. Whereas now it's all, they auto-generate the analytics. And something really interesting that's come out of it is you can see the breakdown by time and by day.
Oh.
So it puts in a little chart for us so we can see when we're that we have the most check-ins, which is always in the morning, which is interesting because we always thought like startup people always work at night. I know it's a bit of a stereotype, but you know what I mean? Like they tend to be night owls who work from like, what it's like 3 p.m. to like 9 or whatever, but we found that the majority of people utilize our space, they're coming in at 9. We have barely anyone coming into our space around 4 or 5.
Oh, wow.
So that was really interesting for us. And then now we're kind of able to cater to those people who want to be here a bit earlier.
Yeah, that's really interesting that, you know, you've got the stats that you need and that already were helping you sort of track the business and what was going on, but now you're able to get this additional information, which helps you further fine tune how you're running things.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of like breaking it down day by day, that's fantastic because we can see. So for instance, if we have a super busy day here, like on average for us, Mondays and Wednesdays are a lot busier than a Friday.
Mm.
So it's good because now that we have this system, I can do kind of offsite meetings. The team can host events and stuff, and we are able to kind of work around the days that we would want to have a presence here.
That's so interesting that it allows you to do that. And it must make running the business that much easier. And part of what I love too is now you can go back to what your job is, as opposed to manually entering people into a spreadsheet and spending that half day analyzing stats. So I would imagine that's better for you too.
It was a brutal, looking back, I can't ever believe that I did that. And I know at the time it was one of those things where it's like, it has to happen and someone's got to do it. Yeah. And when you're a 2-person team, we wear so many different hats that the person who, like, I knew it had to get done because I knew we needed these analytics.
Right.
It was stressful time doing that.
Absolutely. And I think so many, you know, startups go through that. And so there's this hesitancy to maybe take on something new or shift over because, well, this is fine. This manual process works well enough. And you obviously already touched on sort of the ease with which you went through setting up the receptionist, and you knew kind of right away that this was going to work for you. But for our listeners, any other thoughts on setting up the receptionist or, you know, sort of the process, maybe encouraging anyone who feels like, well, what I'm doing is good enough. It's fine. I don't want to make that switch.
Honestly, I put off making the switch for like 10 months, I'm going to say, or like 8 months. I knew it wasn't working, but I kept telling myself that I was too busy to actually research an alternative. And every time I looked at kind of alternatives, when they wouldn't work out perfectly for me, I would just kind of give up.
Yeah.
So I'd really encourage people, like, think about how much time you actually spend doing something. And if I had switched over 8 months ago and spent the, at the end of the day, probably like one whole day setting it up, doing a rollout plan, kind of meeting with partners and stuff to kind of make sure that they were all on board with the new process, I would have saved myself so much time. But you just kind of keep putting it off because you're like, this is fine. It's a band-aid solution. It'll work. I'll figure it out later. Whereas it's like, the time's now, figure it out now. I mean, this is something where I really wish I would have taken just like a week, made it a top priority. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm just so happy we have it now. And it was a good lesson learned. That first year was such a big kind of year of learning for us. And I think that it's important, but I also think that people should definitely kind of, you have to think of the best use of your time. And that definitely wasn't the best use of my time.
Right. But I think it's hard to mentally get yourself there, right? Because like you said, if you had just taken that week to focus on it, but even thinking, the week that I need. And I think a lot of times also we're thinking, oh, this can't be done in a week. This, you know, this is like a month long process. And it's not always, but just feeling like, oh, this is going to take so much time and I'm really going to have to put the energy and effort into it. And then I can't do all these other things. I think that becomes a barrier when the reality is you're using so much more time with this manual system that isn't really great anyway. Yeah. You're going to have to buckle down for a little bit, but it's going to be so much better on the back end for everybody.
Oh yeah, completely. And I mean, it's really interesting. So we had people who, when we tracked them in the Excel spreadsheet, they really didn't understand that their visits were being tracked. So we had this rollout. There was some kind of hesitation about the new system, but as soon as I was like, this saves me so much time.
Yeah.
And people were on board with it immediately. No one has had any, as soon as I explained to them that, like, you've been getting tracked since the day you came in here. Now I'm just asking you to do it so I can kind of do some more value add things. Everyone's completely on board. I mean, the majority of the companies here who are endorsed, who are working on an innovative and technology focused company, they're utilizing our space for free. So all we're asking is, like, take the 2 seconds, fill out your information, and then that's it.
Right.
It's awesome. And also from a security standpoint, it's a dream. Just there's the auto-generated evacuation list. There's just kind of some of those extra credentials that are great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're so glad that you found us and that we're helping meet those needs and even, you know, give you more information than you realized that you needed or could get.
Yeah.
So before we finish up, anything else about TechPlace that you just want to share with our listeners today? Anything else we need to know?
Absolutely. So TechPlace, if you are looking to expand your company into Canada and kind of don't know where to start, reach out to TechPlace. We have a wonderful soft landing program. We actually had a Finnish robotics company soft land with us for 6 months. We are in the talks of getting another company from Silicon Valley to soft landing with us in the new year. So we have a really awesome program that kind of can help businesses get their feet off the ground here at TechPlace, get immersed in all of our energy, get kind of intertwined in the ecosystem, and then help you find a space nearby to really grow and elevate your business and scale internationally. So, I mean, if anyone's listening who's kind of interested in the Canadian market, reach out to us. We'd be happy to work with anyone innovation, technology focused. We're really here to help.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, what you all are doing there sounds amazing. So I think that sounds like the perfect place for someone who is looking to go internationally into Canada. Definitely check them out. And we will make sure that we have links for everyone so that they can find you easily. And thank you so much for your time today, Andy. This was a really interesting conversation. And it's so exciting how your company is growing, how you're supporting everyone there to grow and develop their businesses. So thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.